Ladies and gentlemen, the program you are listening to right now is America's Morning Show on New York's Nash FM 94.7. We welcome all listeners in the tri-state area, everyone listening on iHeartRadio, as we bring our first ever in-studio guest into our brand new broadcast facility. Say hello to world-famous superstar Taylor Swift!
Wow.
We have thrown
you guys
everything
are like, we're
out.
We're so tired of promoing this.
No, we're not excited. I mean, we're not tired about it. We have been so excited about it.
We're not excited.
We are so excited about you being here. And it's just such a thrill having known you for as long as I've been lucky enough to know you and your family. Aww. And to see everything that has happened in your world.
Thanks.
In this last little bit. Chuck and I went to go catch one of your performances of Red.
We did.
And Chuck has a little bit of a beef.
Well, I mean, we met you backstage and said hello, and we were happy to see you and excited. And then you told everybody, listen, I'm really sick, and you
guys
are...
Do you remember what I told you,
to
do?
Yes.
I told you to put hand sanitizer on.
Sanitize.
And to take lots of zinc.
Chuck,
did you do
listen.
That?
He doesn't listen.
I did not.
So what happened?
I got sick.
Exactly.
But he's eating his germs
can
off.
Say, how many people can say that they may or may not have, caught Taylor's cold?
30,000 people because it was packed and she got everybody sick.
Yeah, I shook a lot of hands that night, so probably more than you think.
Yes.
But that was a really stressful situation, playing the last three shows and being so sick. Like, in the morning, I would wake up and I'd be like, mentally, like, having inner dialogue of going, like, let's see if I can talk today. And then I'd be like, and then I'd be like, oh my God, I have to play a 2-hour show.
It's the worst feeling for an artist to lose their voice because it is complete. It just completely.
Everyone is there to see you. Everyone is there to hear you sing. And you know, your mother was sweet enough. We were hanging in the Red Room, which, by the way, I want to talk about that. What you have done for your fans is just, I've never seen anybody reach out and involve their fans in the way that Taylor Swift has. But Andrea, Taylor's mom, came up and she said, oh my goodness, Taylor just tweeted, this is the most difficult tweet for me to read. I said, why? She said, she just said, what was it you said? Something about having lost your voice and about to play the final, sellout shows in your hometown. It was really, really scary for you.
Was. And like, when you're sick and you're a singer and you're about to do a show, it hasn't happened to me a lot. Mm-hmm. But having it happen on those important shows, I felt like a lab rat because, I had so much cold medicine going on. I was, doing, steams. We called in, a vocal massage therapist,
wow,
which is awesome. I didn't know they had those.
Wow.
We had, I was being steamed. They were, take this, take that, take vitamins, take... And it was just, it wasn't helping. I had to, But it was amazing, the feeling of standing on the stage when the show was over and
it's over
and the tour was over and the crowd had a great time anyway. Mm. And it seemed like you couldn't really tell as much when I was singing, but you could tell when I was talking on stage.
It was just, I don't know. You sounded perfect to me.
Oh, thank you. That's
absolutely
so nice.
It was a flawless performance. And
aww.
And I think the thing that made it so special to me, being the father of a young 9-year-old girl who looks up to Taylor as, not just the great singer, entertainer that she is, but as a role model. Ava got to meet you and you were so completely sweet and engaged and you knelt down to their level. And the way that I can imagine how nervous I would have been at the age of 9, but you have this way of, you're very disarming because that it wasn't that terribly long ago that you were that little girl, and you know what that feels like to meet somebody that's so important in your world.
Thank you. That's so sweet of you.
I mean, that you take that very, very seriously. It's just, so anyway, long story short, we left there and my daughter said that, she really showed me that I can do anything.
Oh,
that's cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And one
and
of the
she's also still on her sick bed, by the way.
She's,
her
she's not. She's not.
She's,
yeah.
She's still sick.
Seriously, Chuck, my son is not sick. My daughter is not sick.
That's because
and
they
you, my
take
third
baths.
Son, are sick.
Sanitize.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One of the people who's so pivotal in the success of Taylor and really her confidant, best friend, and helps her so much through this process is her mom, Andrea. And she took us on a backstage tour of what it takes to put the Red Tour on. I was, I've been at this for a while. I've never seen that amount of activity and just concentrated effort. It's really stunning what you've done.
Thank you.
And she was talking about how you really, you know, every single little decision. I mean, you've been involved in every single facet of the production, right?
I kind of feel like you have to. I know that some artists delegate really well, but I tend to need to make sure that every part of the tour is run past me at a certain point. Mm. We have a lot of meetings over the course of a week. Mm. We have a lot of people who work for my management company who are so amazing at what they do, and they kind of control their area of expertise. Mm-hmm. But we all get together every week and either have a big long conference call or a management meeting and discuss every offer that's come across, every opportunity. We plan things a year in advance. It's kind of crazy. Like, having the North American leg of the Red Tour over with is the most unbelievable feeling, because we started planning it almost a year before it ever, you know, set sail, and now it's done, and all we have to do is go to Australia and UK and some other places.
Well, I have a very special announcement. I have a very special announcement for our Nash FM listeners about that. I'm not gonna break the seal on that just yet, but that's coming up shortly. I was also taken aback by how every song that you do seems to have like this component of it's storytelling, visually, melodically, and lyrically, but they're all brought together in a way that I've never really seen done before.
This is really good for my self-esteem, all of this.
Can you just tell me what the catering's like? I really want to know.
The catering's good.
You don't really think she eats, do you?
I want to know what the food is.
I have to eat, actually.
All right, let's talk about the food, and then we'll talk about the vignettes.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right.
The catering's really good. We have, it's like they cook different things every day, and I don't know, there's like a salad bar.
So it's like a restaurant. Your catering crew is probably the size of like my entire road organization is your catering crew.
We have to feed a lot of people, that's why it's really
absolutely
big.
Absolutely.
What was after food? I don't really have anything else interesting to say
about
video. We have a juicer. We have like a juice machine.
Oh my goodness.
Which is exciting.
I'm going to come and apply to be part of your crew next year.
Is there a special juice concoction that Taylor Swift likes best?
I mean, I don't like it, but I...
Who likes it? They do it for health reasons, right?
You know what we have here? We have a sonic ice maker.
Yeah, Blair's
excited.
Oh my God, that's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, in fact, when we were putting this together...
With the ice, the little...
Rabbit pellet ice, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best thing in the world.
Mm. It's the tiny ice.
I wanted to get back to the vignettes thing, because that's your mom was telling me about this, how visually you see in your head what later translates itself to the stage. And I'm curious about that process. And then also, you said that you've been planning for like a year. Do you have the room for movement if you want to change something midway through the tour?
Yeah, we really do. I think for me, it's important that the show be theatrical and have moments. For moments to happen where you are going to surprise the audience with a lighting cue or show them something over here that they didn't expect to see, those moments kind of have to be choreographed. And I like for there to be those moments in the show, but I also really like for there to be a whole aspect of spontaneity, mm-hmm. kind of that thread running through the show where maybe I'm telling a story I've never told before, or I'm doing a different song every night at the acoustic set, or I'm kind of when I tell stories and kind of tell the inspiration behind songs, I tell a different part of it every night to try to not repeat myself, because I get irritated with the sound of my own voice telling the story too many times. So that part of it is always changing. You know, being in different places every night is something I don't ignore. You know, like sometimes I'll like tell a story about how we've been to this city before, because it seems like on the US tour we'd been everywhere we played before, which mm-hmm. was wonderful. Mm-hmm. You kind of downsize and kind of you can make your show different depending on the venue you're playing. We played a lot of stadiums on this tour, mm-hmm. so you can't talk as quickly. Like, things like that are, you have to just take everything as a case-by-case scenario. Like, so it's really fun to get to go from playing a stadium to playing like three shows at Bridgestone here in Nashville or things like that. And you kind of make the show different for you. You custom cater it to each thing you're doing.
Well, and your fans, I think this is one of the other magical moments of going to a Taylor Swift concert is that, you know, you have the diehard fans that have no expectation whatsoever that they are going to be treated like royalty. And that is exactly what happens. You actually have scouts out and about in the crowd.
Yeah, we do. That's one of the fun things. Wow. Is that we have people going throughout the crowd looking for, they're looking for very specific things. They're looking for people who are jumping up and down the entire show. Because what happens when, and that's what I really like in a crowd member, is they're jumping and they're standing and they're screaming the whole show. Because sometimes people around those people are like yelling at them and telling them like,
to sit down.
To sit, like you're blocking us or something. But those people are the ones who like make everybody have more energy. And I really like it when, you know, there's a section way up in at the top where there's like, you can see like a few people sitting down around them because they're tired and it's like 75% ways through the show. And like a few people have sat down during a slow song. And like, there's this like group of three girls and they're just freaking out and like screaming the whole time and jumping up and down. They're like covered in Christmas lights and
losing like, their minds.
What will happen is I'll have like some of my scouts go up to them and come up and say like, would you like to meet Taylor after the show? Here, let's meet in this section afterward.
And they're like, no way.
And then there's a like, it's apparently, I haven't seen it, but it's apparently quite a response. Like very, yeah.
Like a hysterical, losing their minds. Like, yeah. I can't believe it.
Which is awesome. And then we have this thing called Club Red after the show. And it's this room that we've created, this like kind of tent-like room with furniture and food and snacks and candy. And it's all red. Nope.
Oh. That's not Club Red.
Oh, not that kind of red. No.
Okay,
no.
Sorry.
You were there. You saw it. There was none of that.
Which club are you in, Chuck?
More like a clubhouse. Like a house music club.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You thought. Yeah. They go there after the show, and it's fun, and we just like hang out and talk.
Well, it's wonderful.
It's like 30 to 40 of them every single night.
You
didn't expect to have meet and greets, and it's really fun.
Imagine being a fan and having somebody from their entourage come up and say, "Hey, you want to go backstage?"
Like to meet them? If you're just joining us morning at 9:29, Taylor Swift is our in studio guest. We're going to roll the song. It actually is the title of her tour. She is about to go to Australia, and I have a very important announcement about that and a lot of other things that are going on great with Taylor's world on the way. Thank you for being a part of America's Morning Show on the new Nash FM.
Loving him is like riding down a dead end street.
Now, I was promising I was going to ask the question of Taylor Swift when she comes in this morning. Have you ever driven a Maserati down a dead-end street?
No, I have no idea what that's like.
We've been dying to ask
No, I've never, I don't know. I've never driven a Maserati. I drive a Toyota. But, you know, I think that it's like a metaphor of, like, I imagine that would be an amazing, experience, but then it ends right away, and you're like, oh, it's over. That was fun, and now it's over.
Yeah, I think Maseratis break down a lot, actually.
The Italian?
That's fine.
Didn't you say Luke Bryan has a Maserati or something?
Oh, we're not
like
supposed
that?
To talk about that.
Does he really?
Never mind.
You didn't hear from me.
Does he seriously? Yeah, oh, my God. Yeah.
But wait. Okay. You didn't,
true.
I'm so going to get busted on this.
No,
I'm not
that's
supposed
amazing.
To talk about.
People should know this.
Okay.
I think this helps me for CMAs.
It's a black Maserati.
Yeah.
It's a black Maserati, and it's totally blacked out. But he told
you
me.
You're lying.
No, I'm dead serious.
You're lying.
No, I'm dead serious.
Oh, my God. Tell everybody this.
So just did.
Okay. Can I?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Gosh, I can't believe I'm saying this.
That's amazing.
Taylor, you're the only person that's going to pull this out of me because I'm like the ultimate secret keeper. But he comes up to me and I said, dude, nice wheels. And he said, oh, thanks, man. He said, but, you know, talk about my truck.
It's all crumbling.
What was so funny about it, man.
Well, you got to drive the cat, you know, when you're going for a catfish dinner, winner, you got to have
a Maserati
pickup truck.
Yeah, when you row your
no,
boat.
You don't drive a Maserati for a catfish dinner. That's like fine Italian. But this is the same pickup truck that he later tweeted a picture where he said the importance of putting the truck into park when you're near the lake. So he tweets this picture of the same black Chevy pickup truck, 4x4, half submerged in a lake.
He went fishing in his truck.
I know that happened right after he, that happened right after he came and did the guest spot. He came out the first night when we played Bridgestone in Nashville, and it was one of the most fun experiences. Like we were, we sang "I Don't Want This Night to End," one of his songs, and it was just like the most fun experience. I think, like, I'd never really hung out with him or toured with him or anything.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Seriously, he's the best.
Really nice guy.
He drives a Maserati, but he's the best.
Well, now, if you ask him, he's probably going to tell you it's his wife's.
Yeah. Still.
But I kind of think that it's his.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that if he's had success and he has
worked
a nice
hard
car.
For it. He deserves
so
it.
So what?
I don't begrudge him that. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. But no, so now you know. You're on the inside track there.
Oh my God, I feel like that was really juicy.
Was that worth the bit?
Well, you can, Luke Bryan's going to send me hate mail because I'm the one that
added a Maserati. He's not going to send anybody hate mail. He has a really awesome car.
Yeah, absolutely does. Absolutely does. Taylor Swift is our guest, too. Congratulations to you on a big doing this week. Very excited about the Education Center, which your philanthropic efforts are reaching out and just, you know, you don't take it all in. You give back. And this is evidence of that. Can you tell everyone about the Education Center that you're putting in Nashville and what all the goals and aspirations are for that?
Well, the Country Music Hall of Fame has always been sort of a place where I've had a lot of milestones occur in my life. I chose to sign my record deal there when I was 15. And then like, I think one of my first radio interviews was there, and I've had all these, they did this exhibit for my Speak Now tour, and it was the first exhibit of that kind where they will do like a museum exhibit for a particular tour. And that's been amazing. And a couple years ago, they came to me and said, would you like to be a part of this? And I've always really had a huge amount of, for me, it's like, it's really important that music education be at the forefront, because I discovered music really early on, and it helped me cope with a lot of things in my life that I don't know how I would have gotten through if I hadn't been able to pick up a guitar or write a song about it or sing, you know. And I think that there's only so much that they can teach you about that in school, and so outside programs are really important. And with the Country Music Hall of Fame, they've put in classrooms first. The exhibit isn't done, so that'll open next year, but they've really put a priority on the actual music education part of this, and so the classrooms are what's opening this week.
That's one of the things I'm so proud about the CMA, the Keep the Music Playing Foundation, is how we reach out to children because we, you know, if a kid has music in their lives, what all that can do, it gives them, sometimes maybe if they don't have the best home life, they can go and be a member of the band, or they can be a member of the choir, and there's one thing they can do during that day where somebody is saying, well done, good job, good for you. And you're also learning to be a part of a team, something bigger than yourself. So music education, and my dad being a band and orchestra director, I know firsthand what it can do. That's why I'm such a big proponent of it and a big proponent of teachers. So I just applaud you, because I think that you have truly stepped it up, and I hope that a lot more artists will follow in your footsteps.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's really quite amazing. You know, our own Terry Clark also is going to be having a special little thing at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
What's your thing?
Oh, stop it.
It's just a small little thing.
It's a really big thing.
I'm the showcase artist through January 1st. And they've got a guitar for my first video and an outfit and all that stuff. And I'm doing a show tomorrow at 1:30 at the Hall of Fame in the Ford Theater. An acoustic, acoustic performance of a few songs and a question answer thing. And I'm sure people are going to say, what was it like with Taylor Swift yesterday?
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
We got some social questions. Send in to our Facebook page, facebook.com/ America's Morning Show. Also on our Twitter account, @ America's Morning. And Kelly on Facebook says, Taylor, you've sold 35 million, or you have 35 million followers on Twitter, the fifth most on the site, one spot behind President Obama. What are your favorite aspects of social media?
That's crazy.
That's not really a statistic that I knew.
You're almost above the president.
So almost.
I'm kind of comfortable with this.
Yeah, okay, good. Almost.
I don't know what to do with it.
If you have more followers than the president?
If you'd like to loan some of them to me, go right ahead, because I'm kind of lagging behind a little bit.
I don't know if that's how it works, loaning, but...
Oh, darn it.
With Twitter, it's really fun because I don't... I'm really careful that I don't turn it into some sort of marketing machine.
And it's not.
I don't want it to be like somebody runs it who I like, somebody runs it and says, like, vote for Taylor for this thing, and then, like, or buy this thing that we're putting out, or like, it, I want it to be more like it, and it hits ended up being just me being like, this is a weird position that my cat was sleeping in today.
Right. Meredith.
Yeah, like, engaging and interacting, like,
this
on a real
is what
level.
I baked today mm-hmm. alone.
That's what they want, though.
It's funny that you say that, because April on Facebook, she asked the next question, which is, what is your favorite thing to bake?
Well, it's always different things. I go on Pinterest all the time, and I always find these, like, they're always very seasonal. Like, last month, I baked everything with pumpkin and, like, cinnamon and nutmeg. Mm. Kind of a pre-fall baking stint. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm starting to bake things with, like, peppermint. I baked cookies I brought today. They're peppermint chocolate chip.
Are you for real?
It's really weird.
Seriously?
Like, yeah. I wasn't going to make a big deal out of it, so I didn't bring it.
Baking is hard, Taylor. It's like you have to, like, measure everything and make sure you have the right spoons and the right cups and everything.
It's not that hard. See, they're like mint chocolate chip cookies. That's why.
Okay. Do I try it on the air?
Yeah,
if you want to.
You know, my mom's getting into this. She finds recipes on Pinterest.
Yep.
Oh, that was really nice.
She was just in town, and she goes, we're going to the grocery store, and we got to find this and this and this. And I'm like, where did you come up with this? She's like, oh, Pinterest.
She's
like, popular. All over it.
Yeah, it's really important.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big moment.
I think I'm going to do this.
It's really good.
Yeah, they're like mint chocolate chip cookies.
I'm going in.
Okay. That's amazing. Good. Is this on your Pinterest account? Did you pin it?
I don't know how to work it. I don't know how to pin stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. So I just, like, take a picture of it.
I remember you made me, it's funny, the Red album was even announced, cupcakes.
Mm. You like that?
These are
mint
amazing.
And chocolate
yes!
is the bomb, man.
Score!
And you know what's funny?
So yummy.
It's like ushering in Christmas early.
That is amazing.
When I was a baby DJ, I was told never to eat on the air.
But who cares?
That was before Taylor was born.
It's so good.
These are really
Thank
good.
Thank you. Yes. I'm so excited.
We rewrote the rules of it. Oh, this is good.
You just can't stop.
Bridget on Facebook says, Taylor, what is your favorite thing to see when you're on stage?
Oh, I really like it when people are jumping and the crowd is all lit up. Mm-hmm. We sell light sticks at the shows, and so it's really cool, because when I come out on stage, the crowd is like, just it looks like a 20,000 fireflies.
That's so cool.
There's
awesome.
So good. So good.
All right, Twitter account @DreamingSwifty says, "What's the story behind getting a role in the film adapted by the book The Giver?"
Yeah, that happened after the people in charge of the movie went and saw the show. Mm-hmm. And essentially there's a part in the show that reminded them a lot of this role that they'd been trying to cast. And so for me, it's like, it's the most exciting thing, because it's exactly what I've been looking for, which is an amazing cast and a small role. Like an incredibly big movie, mm-hmm. but a small role. So, like, when I heard that it was Jeff Bridges and Meryl Streep, I was all like, hey, I think that's something that, I think if they want to do this, I think I want to do this. And then I read the script, and I'd read the book years ago, and I reread it and read the script, and I think it's really an important movie, and I'm really excited.
Wow. I was stunned when I saw you. It wasn't NCIS, or was it Grey's Anatomy?
CSI.
CSI, I'm so bad.
CIS.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to remember that. It was 2008.
I didn't even recognize her because she had dark hair, wrong?
Yeah,
right?
I had a black wig. I got killed in the end.
Which I did not like, but...
Well, you know, it happens.
Your acting abilities were second to none.
Wow, thank you.
It was just phenomenal.
That's really nice.
I think that Taylor's talents are boundless, and I have been... You know, just so looking forward to you being here. We got to wrap this up. We totally broke all the rules. We stopped and we said, you know what? We're not going to play commercials. We're going to.
Oh my God, that's
so
nice of you.
We skipped weather for you.
We all want to thank you though for not
that's
going
an important
into.
Part.
We want to thank you for not going into radio, because you'd probably take this all over too. So just,
oh my God. Thank you so much for having me.
Can I make the last question, because you are the first guest in our brand new studio? Do you like it?
Oh my God, I love it. I raved about it for like 15 minutes straight when I got in here. I can't believe it. You guys, they have like four TVs. They have curtains that are lit from different angles. Mm. And they have velvet furniture. They also have leather studded furniture.
Love that.
They have like wood floors and also carpet. They have brick accents and also wood paneling with lighting accents.
Thank you.
They have lots of different digital clocks.
Well, we have to know what time it is.
A new car.
There's the all idea kinds was. Of stuff going on. There's buttons. There's a table that you can't that you're not supposed to put drinks on. Sorry.
If you're trying to imagine, we have not tweeted any pictures of our studio or put anything out there because we were waiting for this moment. We wanted to save it for you.
This is the unveiling. You guys didn't tell me this. This is amazing.
This is the big day for us. This is huge. So,
I wish we had a giant pair of scissors and a ribbon that you could cut. That would be great.
If it were red.
You get it?
And the last thing I wanted to say is that Nash FM 94.7, we are so proud. We are announcing this now for the very first time. We are sending a lucky winner to see none other than Miss Taylor Swift in Australia.
You get to take an 18-hour flight.
That's right. To go see Taylor December 15th on the Red Tour. Listen for the details starting this weekend on how you can win from the new Nash FM 94.7. Thanks to Taylor Swift.
Bye.
Can't thank you enough. Taylor Swift, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for coming along. We are America's Morning Show on America's Country Station, New York's Nash FM 94.7. Heading into a cloudy, off and on, kind of rainy day today, high of 61. The showers will stick around a little bit in the early evening, but then should clear out for just cloudy skies, down to 57 for the overnight. And for Saturday, continue cloudy with a high of 67.